And now, an end of an era for the New England Patriots. Last night, Pats tight end Rob Gronkowski announced his retirement on Instagram. He ends his 9-year career on a high note, winning a third Super Bowl ring in February. Gronk, of course, as we know, became known for his record-setting play and his fun-loving personality. So this morning, for more on his career and his legacy, we're joined by WBUR sports and society reporter Shira Springer to talk about all this. Good morning, Shira.
Good morning, Bob.
How much of a surprise was Gronk's retirement announcement? After all, he's leaving the game at only 29 years old, and he's leaving a team that we all think could be a contender for a Super Bowl title soon.
It certainly is a surprise, especially it appears to the team. I mean, after all, most players dream of being in Gronk's position, being a key player on arguably the greatest team in NFL history, being part of arguably the greatest dynasty in NFL history. And while 29, soon to be 30, he has a birthday in May, is getting up there in NFL years, most stars actually try to stretch out their career. And you saw in the playoffs what a little rest could do for his body. Gronk had moments where he actually looked like the Gronk of old. So it wasn't unreasonable to think that he might come back for another year, go for another title. Plus, he'd been at the facility during the offseason on a regular basis. But I think his injury history weighed really heavily on him.
Well, what about the injury history? Gronk has been candid about the physical toll that an NFL season takes on the body of a player. You got to think that was a big reason behind this.
Yeah, it had to be a big factor. This is a guy who has talked about how tough it is getting hit game after game, how football basically abuses your body and how it affects your mood, your mental state. And don't forget, he played through an ankle sprain in one Super Bowl. He's dealt with a forearm fracture, back surgeries, an ACL tear, and concussions. All of that adds up, and you could see it during the regular season. Statistically, he actually had the worst regular season of his career. He wasn't then the dominant player we were used to seeing. So I think the prospect of another regular season that he knew would take a heavy physical toll undoubtedly played a role in his decision-making.
So what's ahead then for the Patriots and for Gronk? And as we said this at the beginning, do you think the Patriots without Gronk are still Super Bowl contenders?
Well, when you have Bill Belichick coaching and Tom Brady playing quarterback, you never rule out another deep playoff run and potential championship. But the Patriots will miss Gronk both as a pass catcher and a blocker. If you look at the postseason alone, in 16 playoff games, he had 81 receptions for 1,163 yards and 12 touchdowns. Those are all records for a tight end. He absolutely redefined the position. Obviously, the Patriots will also miss his colorful, exuberant personality. Brady posted on Instagram that when Gronk was on the field, he made the Patriots almost unbeatable, and that Gronk's positive energy made an impact on everybody. Robert Kraft and Belichick also released statements praising Gronk, so he will be missed. As for what's next for Gronk, certainly the Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame, and maybe a film career.
A film. You never know with Gronk.
All right, WBUR, Shira Springer, thanks a lot for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.